Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Old technology has a way of sticking around for a while. In fact, there's definitely some talk of, at least on the cellular side, of we've retired analog phone service a while ago, and now in the next several years, some carriers will finally sunset 2G or 3G service in some cases. Actually, AT&T is being the most aggressive about it, and they claim that they're doing it to reclaim spectrum, but they're And then, granted that most people have phones these days that are capable of 3G or 4G or something beyond straight 2G, but there's a lot of Internet of Things or devices that are out there that have 2G modems. They didn't need anything. They weren't transmitting a whole lot of data, so it was okay that it was a low bandwidth connection at the time. That was the cheapest and easiest way to do it. So they're now T-Mobile and Verizon are going out to 2020 and 2021, whereas, as I say, AT&T is actually planning to sunset most of it by the end of this year, which seems to be an aggressive timeline. But it's their network, I suppose. I don't know what Sprint's doing. Sprint is too busy trying to recreate their network for the eighth time. So they're not involved in this. Now, what actually surprised me not too long ago was finding an article that said that Telegraph service is still actually available at Cincinnati Bell right now. When was the last time a telegram was sent? I don't think I've ever received a telegram in my life. And, by the time that, telegrams were kind of important when, there weren't really computers putting information around. In the early part of the 20th century, in the later part of the 19th century, that was how information traveled at the speed of light, so to speak, or the speed of sound or whatever, or the speed of electricity, I guess. But apparently Cincinnati Bell has on their books the telegraph grade service at 75 baud, which and they still have it on the books. And because Cincinnati Bell's a regulated telecom thing, they have to petition the government to ask them to be able to discontinue it, which seems kind of silly if nobody's actually using it. But but government, what can you say? So I wonder, kind of looking in the future, I'm kind of wondering what technology that we have today is still going to be in use. I mean, we've seen mainframes being used for much longer than their useful lifespan, just because replacing them is it's like something that works, right? And we find this in information security all the time. Find these old systems that wasn't even designed when the internet was around, and yet it's now plugged into the internet, and it's got all kinds of weird vulnerabilities as a result. So my guess is that yes, old technology hangs around, still works, and it's all this old stuff that's going to be hanging around. I'm curious at what other things we will find in 20, 30 years ago. Oh, that should have been decommissioned a long time ago. Nope, it's still there. And I'm sure we're going to find yet more of these things going forward. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.